It is time to bring in Mike Kazi. I do believe he's here. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So now, I'm going to mention something here, and I'll see if you remember it. When we first started talking about our Super Bowl picks on Thursday, and then actually did them on Friday, but on Thursday, you made one statement to me about the team that you're going to pick to win it that you were a little worried. What was that?
They go to sleep in the second half.
Defense goes to sleep in the second half, and it did it happen? You know, I was off and on watching the game, but I was watching.
Yeah, me too. I kept flipping around.
But I did watch the end of the game, and I put it on when there was about, I think it was 5 minutes and 50 seconds to go, and San Francisco was up by 10. And I said, this is over. But three straight touchdown drives and three straight stops of San Francisco. You know, I watched it, and you came to mind. I said, geez, Mike was right. Look at this. They're just not covering anybody.
Well, the whole thing, there's two things that happened yesterday. And after that happened, I didn't even watch it anymore. One was when Kansas City was 3rd and 15. They were 3rd and 15. I think there was like 8 minutes left in the game. And they pressured Mahomes a lot. They were all over him. And he just aimlessly threw a ball up. And I was like, oh, this should get picked. Yeah. There was nobody near the guy. Nobody near the guy. And they completed the pass for 40-something yards on the 3rd and 15. That's pitiful.
Yeah.
And then a few plays later, they scored. So at that point, it's 20-17. And I think there was like 6 minutes left in the game. So at that point, the 49ers get the ball back. First down, they run right up the middle for 5 yards. I'm like, oh, they just kill the clock.
Yeah.
They did the same thing they did against the Ravens. They threw the next two passes, incomplete, punt, lose the game. See you later. Yeah. Don't these guys learn?
No, I thought about that too, because all of a sudden they were having success running.
And yeah.
even when you have a 10-point lead, or let's say even a 3-point lead, you run the ball, and what
do you? First downs, the game's over.
And even if you don't get first downs, what do you do to the clock?
You kill it.
You kill the clock. You're killing the clock. Kind of like what Kansas City did when I mean, it. Hey, listen, both teams. It was a close game, but I just didn't feel it. You know what I mean?
No, to me, it was like a nothing type of game. I mean. San Francisco, Kansas City scored when they had a score at the end of the game, given credit for that. But San Francisco put them in position to win the game, and they took advantage of it. San Francisco had this game in their pocket, and they blew it.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It was pretty amazing. All right, so the Super Bowl is over, and also
pitchers and catchers next week.
What I didn't like is, do you remember when the Disney first started giving away trips to Disney for the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah, I think it was when the Giants beat Denver, wasn't it?
That's right. And Phil Simms was walking off the field, and they had him do the line. And
choreographed now.
Yeah, now they have it when they give away the trophy, they have it.
I guess Disney pays for that now more.
Yeah, but still, it's just
money to the league.
You can do it. It doesn't have to be when you're given the trophy. Come on. It was just foolish. That was foolish. And Mahomes, hey, three straight drives to end the game, MVP.
Like I said, and you brought up again, Mahomes had to do it, but the 49ers defense goes to sleep.
Yeah. But really, I was watching that, and so I said, geez, if Mike's watching this, he's pulling his hair out, because this is exactly what he said was going to happen.
Oh, no, I didn't pull my hair. I couldn't care less. I couldn't care less who wins the game. Because it was like you saw it was going to happen. Soon as they made that completion on 3rd and 15 for over 40 yards, I'm like, this game is done. See you later. I forgot what I was watching. Oh, I was watching the San Andreas Fault with The Rock.
Well, you know, it's funny. People ask me if I ever watched the pregames. No, you know what I did? I watched Groundhog Day with Bill Murray. Which was a great movie, and then the Major League Baseball Network had Mr. Baseball on, so I watched that.
I was watching races,
and when that ended, it was about 10 minutes after six, and I waited a few minutes and put the game on. But anyway, so that's that. So now it's pitchers and catchers.
Next week, yep. And you know what's interesting about that that you don't hear much about? Who's running the Red Sox?
Yeah.
I mean, next week is camp.
Yeah.
Who's running the Red Sox?
Yeah. That's amazing.
What are they doing? I mean, you hear about trading Mookie Betts. Who's running the team?
Yeah. Who's? It's amazing. It really is. You're right. There's nothing out of Boston at all.
No. It's next week.
Yeah. Well, maybe they'll announce something this week.
I don't know.
So now, of the commercials I saw on the Super Bowl, I'm sorry, the best one is that Hyundai self-driving car with all the guys from Boston doing the accent.
I didn't see it.
Oh, it's great. And David Ortiz sticks his head out. He's on the third floor. And he did a fake Boston accent as well. But anyway, it was funny. It was very funny. They had all famous Boston people doing it. That was my favorite. And also, you have to Google this. Bill Murray Jeep commercial for the Super Bowl. It's from Groundhog Day, and it's hilarious. He's great in it. So,
I saw one commercial before the game. I don't know if it was a commercial or promotion or whatever. It was Johnny Cash singing about the old flag. That was the best thing I seen all night.
I missed that. I must have been getting my dinner when that happened. I don't know. All right.
Old flag, I think, was the name of it.
How'd your racing do?
Oh, that's another fiasco. We hit the ninth race. Mischievous Alex won and paid $11 plus. Then in the tenth race, our three horse box, the 2-6-10, all of them were nice prices. I think the smallest one was like 6-1. We ran second, third, and fourth, and that was the second time in the day that happened to me. With big prices, second, third, and fourth, and a horse I bet to win running second. So at that point, I promptly got up from my chair, put the racing form in the garbage can, and went home. In the Holy Bull, the favorite one, Tis the Law, and people are salivating all over themselves about this horse winning the Kentucky Derby already. This horse beat nobody. He's a New York bred. And I'll say it again, he beat nobody.
Yeah.
Some horses you can see flashes of brilliance winning even in February. This horse doesn't have it. So anybody that wants to bet this horse for the Kentucky Derby, contact the station. I will book your bet. And remember, if he doesn't make it to the Derby, you still lose. So whoever wants to bet this horse, I'll gladly take your money. And I'll even do like all of these other places do. I'll throw 5-1 on top of whatever his Kentucky Derby odds are if he makes it. So I'll book your bet. Tis the law. Send it in.
Of course, folks, this is purely entertainment and not true because we're not allowed to.
Not me, not the station. Me,
I know,
mate,
we can't even publicize that ball on the air. So I'm saying, he's kidding, folks.
Yeah, this horse has no shot, so save your money, people.
All right.
What else? I got what else. I went to the Seton Hall Xavier game on Saturday. It was 11 a.m. start. It was in Newark. Now, I got tickets through a friend of mine, guy I know a while, and I'm really grateful for it. We sat good seats. They were up on the top of the bowl in the last row, the 23rd row, which it was a really great seat. What do you think a ticket costs for Seton Hall Xavier in Newark?
$12.
Put a one in front of it.
What? $112?
Yeah. The seat I was sitting in cost $113.
Lordy, lordy.
This is a college nothing basketball game.
Lordy, lordy.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I went online just out of curiosity to check what they cost once I got, my friend. He took great care of me. It was really, really good. I really appreciate it. But I just looked at the price of the tickets just for the heck of it. And this wasn't no, like, resale broker or something. This was Ticketmaster. $113.
Unbelievable.
And that's before any other fees are involved with it.
That's why I'll take my 70-inch Super Ultra HD TV anytime.
Can you imagine that?
No. No.
What the heck would the Big East tournament cost in the Garden? If this was a Saturday morning game, what's that going to cost?
It costs $500 a ticket, I bet you. $500 a ticket for something.
And then if you get a little further down the road into the NCAA tournament, like the regionals and semifinals and whatever, what do they cost? Yeah. I mean, is it like three paychecks for one ticket?
It's amazing.
It's wild. Yeah. A mutual friend of my friend I went with, guy I know from where we grew up in Jersey City, was there with like six kids. He went for almost a grand for tickets.
Hopefully.
Probably he got them from somebody too because he knew a lot of people too. But imagine going. It was a kid's birthday. You went there with like a couple of guys and six kids. You're going for a grand for tickets.
God bless the USA.
Oh, my God.
All right. I'll check with you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Cozzi with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.